it. I just need a little more volume, Jeremiah, on this. Amen. We can just, we're going to get ready. We've got about 3 minutes. We're going to go live. We're going to go live. Just give me a little more volume. Amen. We're going to go live. Thank you. Amen. We're going to go live in about 3 minutes. We're letting the introduction go. But how many of you are excited about what we're celebrating? And it's not just today. But we celebrate Jesus every
Welcome
day.
To the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. Coming to your home live from Portland, Oregon.
He is our God. He is our God. And so we are being thankful to God for his blessing upon us.
We are a people of worship, work, and prayer. Ready to serve the Lord. Ready to serve with the community. And ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures unto all generations. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness unto us. Let us shout unto God with a voice of triumph, because the Lord our God, he is good, he is great, and he is worthy to be praised. Good morning, good afternoon to our Blog Talk family. We bring you greetings from the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3605 Northeast Mallory in Portland, Oregon, where the Spirit of the Lord is moving on today. We are excited because we have come to worship our King. We have come to worship our Savior. We have come to magnify and exalt his holy name, because the Lord is good and he is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the falling down of the setting sun, his name we will praise. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let's exalt his name together. The Lord is good and he's worthy to be praised. This afternoon, we are so excited to present to you our version of the Christmas story. And we know that over 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ was crucified, died, buried, and rose from the dead. And he did all of this on purpose. Because the day that he was born, it was established that he would be born to live, to die, and live again. He's the only one that has ever done that before. And so this afternoon, the Greater St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church will present to you our version of the Christmas story.
Thank you. and my soul.
Oh, no room.
Would calm the storm with him. Amen. A shepherd and teacher is what you could be. Or maybe a carpenter building things. Or maybe a fisherman out on the sea. But who would imagine a king? It was so clear when the wise man arrived. The angels were singing your name, that the world would be different, 'cause you are alive. That's what heaven is still to proclaim. One day an angel said quietly that soon they would bring something special to me, and the world of a wonderful gift could be. But who would imagine, who could imagine, who would imagine a
And so the Star of Bethlehem became a symbol. The manger became a church. The three kings became princes of the church. And the wise men became its elders. The heavenly hosts became singers of God's praises all over the world. For almost 2,000 years ago now, in the Bethlehem of Judea, Christ was born. Born to preach to the elders in the temple, to pass the miracles of the loaves and fishes, to turn the water to wine, to heal the sick, and to raise the dead, to cause the lame to walk, the blind to see. He was crucified, died, and buried, and on the third day arose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father, who gave his only begotten Son, that men might have eternal life. Now, today, here in this place, 20 centuries far removed from Bethlehem, in a land far across the Sea of Judea, we sing his songs and we glorify his name.
Everywhere, go, tell it on the mountain that Jesus
prepare to continue to celebrate the birth of our Savior. Know this about Mary, that God found favor in her. He found favor in her, and he chose her in spite of her situation, in spite of her circumstances. When you read the lesson, Nazareth was a poor town, reminding me of Northeast Port. A poor town, working people, trying to work every day to make ends meet. Children going to school and teenagers working part-time to help with making money so the family can eat and survive. And that's what Nazareth was. Nazareth was a poor town, but God stopped by Nazareth to visit a little virgin girl and made her be a blessed woman among all women. Pastor, why are you telling us that? Because he can stop right here in the city of Portland and choose all of us and give favor to all of us. But we must learn to be like Mary. Mary was humble. Mary was kind and gracious. But the Bible says that when she realized what had been given unto her, with all of her being, she magnified the Lord. With her mind, her heart, and her soul, she blessed the Lord for what he had chosen her to do. Not only for what he had chosen her to do, but for what he had done throughout the generation. The Bible says that he promised Abraham he would be the father of many nations. And along that list of generations comes our Savior. So I want to tell you today, if God has promised you something, remain faithful to his word. Hold fast to his word. Don't let your friends, don't let the doubters, don't let the naysayers distract you or make you find that God is not showing up. Because I heard the old people say he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. So this Christmas, if there's one thing you need to remember, is that God will show up just when I need him. Even in my lowest state, he will come to my rescue. Even when I don't feel like I'm worthy of it, he will come in and he will provide me with what I need. Why? Because he is the good shepherd. Why? He is the one that loves us and he's the one that thinks about us. He is all-knowing and he is all-powerful. So as we begin to bring 2022 to a close and walk into 2023, because you know it shifts within the hour. All the Christmas stuff is on sale now. All the Christmas stuff is on sale. They're getting ready for the next holiday. So why not get our minds ready? Now, why not get ourselves prepared to say that I'm going to live like Mary and I'm going to use Jesus as my measuring stick? Because he's the only one that's perfect. And we're living to get to that place of perfection. But until then, saints, be like Mary and magnify the Lord with your whole soul, with your whole mind. Give him praise. Give him glory. Come on, we're standing all over the sanctuary. Give him glory. Give him praise. Magnify the Lord. Exalt his name. For he alone is worthy to be praised. Give him the glory, church. Give him the honor and bless his name. praise. Hallelujah. We bless him on today. Amen. What a wonderful way to bless the Savior. What a wonderful way to celebrate the birth of him who lived and died that we may have life and have life more abundantly. That is to give him the highest praise. For truly, he is worthy of the glory and the honor. Come on and clap your hands and give God praise. Hallelujah. Let's show some love to our past. Come on, Mary. Sister Tanisha, drawing her black. Amen. Joseph for the Pharaoh back. Amen. Our shepherds for the glory of the Flinders. Mother Nancy Timmons. Deaconess Cassandra Faye Robinson, our shepherd, and our angel, Sister Vicky Malone. Hallelujah! Amen, amen. Come on, show us the love. Hallelujah! That's what it takes about. Amen. What an honor. What a blessing it is to be able to share this day with all of you. We are standing to receive our benediction. Hallelujah. May the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us, hence now and forevermore. When I say unto one, I say unto all, watch, pray, and homies every day. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Merry Christmas.
Riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. You learn to praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Come on, say Emmanuel.
I like that. Emmanuel.
We worship you.
Come on, let me see some hands. We worship him.
We worship you.
Everybody.
We worship you.
We worship you.